Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 28. My name is Sarah Matthews, and today we are going to talk about building positive relationships. When Mallard Creek made the decision to become a PL school, Mr. Gary and I sat down and identified teachers and other staff members who might be interested in helping pave the way, so to speak, for their colleagues. This team, known as our design team, is diverse. We have teacher representatives from each department at our school, as well as an administrator and support staff. The idea is to build capacity within our school by using our teacher leaders from each department to facilitate our school's PL journey. Our monthly PL design team meetings are jam-packed. This is where we collaborate to plan PD, create surveys for teacher feedback, and discuss glows and grows from each department. Early on, our team decided to limit our school-wide focus this year to the whole child cornerstone. When we looked at the cornerstones, we realized a couple of things. Most of our teachers already believe in the significance of building relationships. This is a strong starting point from which we can launch into other cornerstones if we take the time to really reinforce the importance of positive class culture, the power of a student-centered, flexible learning environment, and the social-emotional well-being of our students. These are all things unrelated to the official curriculum that teachers can address in classrooms that will make students more likely to engage and take ownership of their education. Rather than bypass whole child, we decided to dig in and spend time working with teachers about ways to deepen already existing relationships. We really see this as the foundation from which we will build our entire school culture moving forward. Today I have with me one of our design team members, Katie Hall. She is a proud Mallard Creek graduate, class of 2012. We are excited and happy to have her back. She teaches in our amazing arts department. Katie, tell us a little bit about the classes you teach.
Thanks, Sarah. I teach digital art and photography, both beginning and intermediate classes, and I'm building the photography department right now. My goal is to have advanced and even AP classes over the next 2 years. My approach to building relationships really starts with the simple and seemingly obvious things. The first piece of advice I give to new teachers is to learn your students' names and to use them. I make a point of greeting each student by name as they walk in the door every single morning, and I also try to make a small connection with each student every single day in class. I know this seems obvious, but this helps every single student to feel visible, to feel needed, to feel noticed in my classroom.
Another approach to building positive relationships in the classroom is what I call being the adult. Being the adult means that we are honest. We own our mistakes. We're not afraid to say, this did not go well. Let's start over. We forgive. Every day is a new day. We do not embarrass our students or call them out in front of their peers. We are the models for our students of how we can handle stress and anger, how we can be the bigger person. When Katie and I sat down to plan out this podcast, we talked about what we saw as the benefits of PL at Mallard Creek thus far. We both agreed that building positive relationships was critical. Here's Katie and one of her students talking about building trust in a positive class environment.
Cool. I was just going to ask a couple of questions.
All right.
Basically, we're doing a podcast on, what is it on?
Building positive relationships with students.
Yeah.
The benefits.
Okay.
Like student engagement and stuff. And one of the things that I've noticed is, like how much students skip class is like really based on how interested they are in class.
Right.
A lot of the time. So I was wondering, in your opinion, like, what makes for a class that students don't want to skip?
That's a good question. So you're asking me, like, what can be done for students not to skip class?
Yeah, what makes you want to go to class?
Like, the positive energy, like, always doing something fun, and not always doing, like, I know we come to school to do work and learn, but, like, still, like, getting to do like stuff hands-on.
What do you think we do well in photography class? Do you feel like it's a class that people want to come to?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a like, great class. Like, you learn new things. You know, you get to get that extra step and learning something new. So, mm-hmm. of course, yeah, I think it's really good.
Is there one thing you can point to that makes you, like, excited to come to class? Is it, like, going outside of the room, or is it when you get to do something artistic, or what?
Yeah, like, get that freedom to say, all right, here's the hall pass. You can go take some pictures, come back to class, and not always being like, oh, well, you got to stay in class, so you just giving us that freedom.
Yeah.
And just, like, you basically having trust in us to know we're going to do the right thing.
Who's your favorite teacher of all time?
My favorite teacher of all time. That's kind of like, right now, Miss Hall, she got it.
What makes Miss Hall your favorite teacher?
Because, another thing was with that trust, like, she established that, and then, like, she's, like, pretty, like, straightforward with us and don't beat around the bush about stuff, and then she let us experience new things, and then, like...
How did she establish that trust with you?
Just, like the first day, I felt like she established that trust because, like, when we first, like, got the cameras, like, the first week of class, she was like, yeah, you want to take the camera? And, like, some teachers, I know that equipment is very expensive, and for her to just say, yeah, no problem, take the hall pass, and, you know, just come back when you're finished. Like, that's how I feel like she trusted me.
Did you trust her right off the bat?
I'm not going to say right off the bat because I was just still getting to know her, but, like, after I seen that she trusts me, that I had to, like, go back and trust her because she trusted me. So she felt good about me, so that made me feel good about her feeling good about me.
Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.